There's a lot of people who are supporters of Sinn Féin, and indeed people who haven't supported Sinn Féin in the past, who are coming to us and saying, to asking us to stand a candidate from that area, that they've never been a TD in that area. And so whatever, whoever the candidate is, it's clear from Sinn Féin's point of view that that candidate should come from the Finn Valley, that we should try and bring about a historic victory for the party in terms of three TD seats, but also having for the first time ever a TD elected from the Finn Valley area. So Gary does fit that bill. As I said, he's a public representative with a profile and with a record of hard work, but it is up to any individual to contest the convention. And, you know, I'll only have one vote at the end of the day at the convention. It will be all open to all the members, but there is momentum, there's no doubt about it, and let's be honest, building behind Gary in relation to this campaign.
And you don't believe that were Gary Doherty to run in the forthcoming election, whenever it may be, he could put potentially yourself and perhaps even more so Deputy Pádraig McLoughlin under pressure?
Well, we're very clear about that. That's a very big reality. We've sat down and we've carefully considered this for quite a while. And because we're standing three candidates now, does actually put either of myself and Pádraig's seat in jeopardy. I think we believe that there is enough votes to elect definitely two D's for Donegal as we currently have, but believe that there is scope to pursue that third seat. But that leaves a big question as to who would actually be the person that would lose out if we only actually secured two. So, but that's something that we have to put our own personal ambitions behind us, and we all have to just get active and get at it, and hopefully we've done the work in Leinster House. We've been articulating the views and needs and desires of the people of Donegal, and hopefully the people of Donegal will respond on election day and support us.
One of Sinn Féin's strengths in Donegal in the past has been rigorous and efficient vote management. That will be tested perhaps more than ever before on this occasion.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, at the end of the day, everybody who's voting for you is an individual. They vote for you for different reasons. You know, some of it is they may personally know you. Some of it they may like what you've done. Some of it is because you've assisted them personally in the past. Some of it because they want to see a left-wing government. Maybe on this occasion in Donegal, people will be very clear that if Sinn Féin gets into government, water charges will be scrapped. So maybe some people who probably didn't vote for us in the past and probably wouldn't vote for us in the future will give us a chance this time to see if we can bring about a Sinn Féin-led government. So there's a lot of different reasons, and, you know, getting the vote for yourself is a challenge in itself without actually ensuring that they vote number two to your running mate and number three in this case. So that will be a challenge, you know, and we know that to win the seat we're talking about in the region of 40,000 Sinn Féin votes that have to be secured in Donegal, and that's going to be a big challenge. But the party's up for it, we're up for it, and I think, you know, regardless of who's selected at convention, I think we'll have three excellent candidates, and I think we've done the work in the last 5 years to show that when we go to Dublin, we don't sit on the sidelines, we get in there, we're battling for the people of Donegal day in, day out, and hopefully that'll be responded to on election day.